From my physical sight. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salawat or salutations upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with the opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila blessings of hadith of Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, as it is our routine that we will discuss few beautiful ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give explanation inshallah. Wa an عبد الله بن عمر قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أحدكم إذا مات عرض عليه مقعده بالغداة والعشي إن كان من أهل الجنة فمن أهل الجنة وإن كان من أهل النار فمن أهل النار فيقال هذا مقعدك حَتَّى يَبْعَثَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ Beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when someone amongst you dies, then his place is shown to him in the morning and in the evening. If he is Jannati, then his place in Jannah is shown to him. And if he is Jahannami, then his place in Jahannam is shown to him. And then he is told, this is your place. Till the day of Qiyamah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you towards your place. This hadith is muttafaqun alayh, means it is reported by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. In this hadith mubarakah, we see the word morning and evening, bil ghadati wal ashiyyi. This means that constantly his place is shown to him, means very often, not in literal meaning, like in the time of the morning or in the time of the evening. It means that very often, constantly, his place of Jannat or his place of Jahannam is shown to him. When person is in the grave, if he is Jannati, then he gets the beautiful fragrance of Jannat. And he gets the cool airs of the Jannat. And he also gets the fruits of Jannat as well. And if he is kafir, then the hot wind of Jannat and the bad smell and some of the snakes and scorpions from the Jahannam come into his grave. Keep in mind that the rest in the Jannat, the pleasure of Jannat which person gets in the grave, or the difficulty that he faces in the grave, that reaches the soul. So in other words, spiritually he goes to the Jannat, spiritually he goes to Jahannam. But his body will remain in the grave, and body will only go to Jannat or to Jahannam after the day of Qiyamah has been established and accountability has taken place. Some of the arwah, the souls, they do go into the Jannat, especially the arwah, the souls of shuhada, as it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah. But the bodily entry would also be after the day of judgment, even for the shuhada. Also keep in mind that the soul of a believer is not present in the grave. Some of the souls, they move around in the world, they visit different places, but the headquarter of the soul is the qabr. So the soul is connected to that qabr. Like the Silani Ruh, which is the smaller or lighter Ruh in the body, which comes out of the body at the time of sleeping, but it is still connected to the body. So while you're sleeping, if someone touches you, that soul comes back immediately into your body, and you gain consciousness and you are awakened. So similarly, the soul is attached to the body, even though the soul goes around, but if there's any activity at the qabr, soul comes back. For example, if a visitor came and he made salam and he said, "Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-qubur," then immediately soul comes back if it's out somewhere and replies to the salam. Hazrat Sayyidina Zaid ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala reports. He says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam riding on a mule, and he was near a farm or a garden of tribe Bani Najjar. We were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Suddenly, the mule started jumping wildly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was close to fall down from the mule. It jumped so much. And suddenly, there were 5 or 6 graves in that area. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Whose graves are these? Oh, anyone knows these people who are buried here?" One person said, I know. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When did they die?" He said, "In the time of shirk." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that this group, the people who are buried here, they are being punished in their graves. If I did not fear that you would stop burying your deceased people, I would have made you hear the azab which is being given in the grave as I hear." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his blessed face towards us, and he said, "Seek refuge of Allah from the punishment of Jahannam." All of them said, "We seek the refuge of Allah from the punishment of hell." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Seek the refuge of Allah from the punishment of grave." They all said, "We seek the refuge of Allah from the punishment of the grave." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, "Seek the refuge of Allah from open and hidden mischiefs." And they said, We seek the refuge of Allah from open and hidden mischiefs. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that seek the refuge of Allah from the fitna of Dajjal. Everybody said that we seek the refuge of Allah from the fitna of Dajjal. This hadith has been reported by Imam Muslim in Sahih al-Muslim. The Sahabi Rasul who narrates this hadith Mubarakah, his name is Zaid ibn Thabit. He is Ansari, he is Madani. He is Katib-e-Wahi. He is one of those Sahabas who were given the responsibility to write the Wahi, the revelation. He is Imam in Ilm-e-Faraid. That means that among Sahaba, he was an expert in the laws of inheritance. Then the tribe is mentioned here, tribe of Bani Najjar. This was a tribe of Ansar who lived in Madinatul Munawwara. And it was their small little daughters and girls who came out when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah to Medina and entered Madinatul Munawwara. They were the one came out in the streets and singing Tala al Badru alayna min saniyatil wada'i wajaba ash-shukru alayna mad'a lillahi da'i. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came close to a garden or a farm of Bani Najjar. And then it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that the mule upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was riding started jumping wildly. Why it started jumping wildly? Because this mule saw the azab, the punishment in the grave. Subhanallah. Because of the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hijab, the cover of unseen were removed from the eyes of an animal, that the animal could also see what was happening deep down in the ground, in the grave. So now imagine those awliya Allah upon whom the blessed hand and the merciful hand of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. What would be their condition? They are actually seeing the earth and they're seeing the arsh of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and they are seeing the tablet, they are seeing the destinies and the taqdeers which are written in the tablet or in lah. Keep in mind that an animal can hear the screams or the cries of people who are being punished in the grave, but they cannot see. So this sudden wildly jumping of an animal happened for a different reason. And that was because now this animal was able to see. Before they could only hear, and they get used to that, so they don't really bother and worry about. But something unusual happened. And this happened because the body of that mule was attached with the body of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, the curtains were removed and unseen became apparent to that animal as well. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked a question, whose graves are these? This was not because he did not know. Some people might think that if he knew, why did he ask? So some people's mind works in that direction. So we say, no, this is not the reason. Questioning can happen for many, many reasons. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted that it should come out from somebody else's mouth. So this becomes an evidence that there is a person who personally knows. So sometimes for people to believe in something, different type of proofs are provided. Some could be seen, some could be unseen. Rasulullah ﷺ is giving them the news of unseen. And Rasulullah ﷺ said that they are being punished. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Hazrat Musa ﷺ, what is in your hand? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not know what is in the hand of Hazrat Musa ﷺ? مَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى Hey Musa, what is in your hand, in your right hand? He replied, هِيَ عَسَايَ This is my stick. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not know what is in the hand of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam? Yes, definitely, he knew. Nothing can be hidden from Almighty Allah azza wa jal. But sometimes the questions are for different reasons. So always having a one set mind and a one standard always that, oh, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked a question, that means he doesn't know. Now once some sahabi came at the door of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Who are you?" He said, "Me." Then he was asked, he replied, "Me." Then he was asked, he replied, "Me." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Who is me? Me? Don't you have a name? Tell your name." Now some people said, "Well, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew what is behind the wall, then he would have known himself. There was no need to ask." So one mind went toward that direction. But a mind of Ashqi Rasul said, no. This can't be the reason. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as a teacher. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Inni bu'istu mu'alliman." Indeed, I have been sent as a teacher. So Rasulullah ﷺ taught this sahabi basic character, basic akhlaq, that when you go to somebody's house, you should tell the name. So this was just another example that I have presented. So we can understand that always questioning not necessarily means, like even when you are being examined by an examiner and he asks you questions. Does he not know the answers? You are a student and you are writing an oral test or written test and an examiner comes and he says, what this means? Is he asking because he doesn't know? Or is he asking for some other reasons? It's obvious that he's asking for some other reason. He's not asking because he doesn't know. So it's a plain, simple logic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give tawfiq for everyone to understand this logic. And these were the graves of mushrikeen. So that tells you whether the mushriks or idol worshippers or those who worship other than Almighty Allah azza wa jal, whether they were before the time of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or whether they were in the time of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether they came after the apparent departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from this world, they will always be punished because that is the punishment of kuffar, and no dua can help them, and it's actually not allowed to make isale sawab or dua of maghfira for the kuffar or for the mushrikeen. As the dead person, no medicine can help him. So similarly, no dua or no isale sawab can help the kafir, the disbeliever, the mushrik. So there is no need to do such things for the non-Muslims. Some Muslims, in order to please certain non-believers or idol worshippers, they do certain activities or they praise or they pray or they make dua. That is totally najais and not accepted in the religion of Islam. And then we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not make dua or made any plan. So their azab can be removed. As you will read a hadith later at some other silsilas, that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the graves of some Muslims who were sinners and they are being punished in the grave because of their sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put green leaves on the graves and he said that green leaves make dhikrullah and because of that the punishment of the grave is removed. But here he did not do that. So that makes it very clear, because they were Muslims and they deserved Isale Sawab and Isale Sawab helps them. Therefore it was done. And for a disbeliever, Isale Sawab doesn't help and Isale Sawab is not even allowed. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do any Isale Sawab for the disbelievers. And then when we talk about the qabr, we talk about alam-e-barzakh, that we must keep in mind. Always when we talk about qabr, what we mean by it? Alam-e-barzakh. Sometimes what happens that a body is burnt, or maybe the animals have eaten up the body, even the bones are eaten up, and person doesn't get that physical qabr or grave, as it is known to us, a qabr. But hisab, kitab, punishment and the pleasure of Jannat, everything they will still get, because they are in alam-e-barzakh. Because ruh is the one that takes the pleasure, and ruh is the one that feels the pleasure or the punishment, and the ruh is there. And ruh is attached to ajzai asliya. Ajzai asliya means that there is a part in the body which cannot be further distributed. Mean it's so tiny, minute, so small that taqseem or tajazzi or distribution cannot take place. And from that, it's a juz la yatajazza. It's called juz la yatajazza. From that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise human being again on the day of judgment. So the ruh stays in touch with that part. Therefore, the ruh is attached with the body. And if you put two people in one grave, for example, one is Jannati and one is Jahannami. Even if they are in one grave, one will be punished and other one will be getting the pleasure. One will be getting the cool air from the Jannat and other one would be getting the hot wind from the Jahannam. One would be getting the beautiful fragrance from the Jannat and the other one would be getting the bad smell from the Jahannam. One would be getting fruits from the Jannat and other one would be getting scorpions and snakes from the Jahannam. Like if there are two people sleeping in one bed and one sees the dream which is very pleasureful, maybe he's in the Jannat, or he gets some good news, or receives some gift and he's happy. And the other person, he sees some scary figure, and he gets scared in the dream, and he's crying, and he's upset. They both are in the same bed, but their conditions are different. So similarly, if two people are put in the same grave, their conditions can be different. عن أبي هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أقبر الميت أتاه ملكان أسودان أزرقان يقال لأحدهما المنكر وللآخر النكير فيقولان ما كنت تقول في هذا الرجل فيقول هذا عبد الله ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله فيقولان قد كنا نعلم أنك تقول هذا ثم يفصح له في قبره سبعون ذراعا في سبعين ثم ينفر له فيه ثم يقال له نم فيقول أرجع إلى أهلي فأخبرهم فيقولان نم كنومة العروس الذي لا يوقظه الا احب اهله الیه حتى يبعثه الله من مضجعه ذلك وان كان منافقا قال سمعت الناس يقولون قولا فقلت مثله لا ادري فيقولان قد كنا نعلم انك تقول ذلك فيقال للارض التائمي عليه فتلتائم عليه فتختلف اضلاعه فلا يزال فيها معذبا حتى يبعثه الله من مضجعه ذلك رواه الترمذي. This hadith mubarakah is narrated from Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when a mayyat is buried in the grave, when a deceased person is buried in the grave, two angels come to him in the grave. They have black colors and blue eyes. One is called Munkar and other one is called Nakir. And they say to him, what you used to say about this personality, the mayyat says, the deceased person says, he is a bondsman of Allah, he is the Rasul of Allah, I bear evidence that there is no worthy of worship except Allah, and undoubtedly Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and he is the Rasul of Allah, he is the messenger of Allah. Then they say, we knew that this would be your answer. And then the angels will say that widen his grave up to 70 by 70 meters. And then his grave is enlightened. And then he is told sleep. And he says, can I go home and give this good news to my family, my household, so they can also get happy? They say, no. Sleep like a bride. Then nobody wakes her up from her sleep except her beloved husband. So you sleep till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wake you up from your sleep. You rest. You don't worry about anything. And the hypocrite, kafir, he says, I used to say what others used to say about this person. He says, La Adri, I don't know. So they will say, we knew this would be your answer. Then the earth is ordered that become narrow on him, so narrow that his ribs interlock with each other. They go across each other. This side's ribs go the other side and the other side's ribs go this side. And then he is punished in the grave till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wake him up and put him in his place. And that is indeed Jahannam. Again, grave is discussed here. And as we said that when we talk about grave, we talk about alam-e-barzakh. We don't talk about physical grave which is made in the hump shape. The person dies in the water and the fish or the water animals eat up his body and nothing is left, or he's burnt, or animals eat him, or lion eats him up. It doesn't matter. He is still in alam-e-barzakh and that is his grave. And then two angels are being talked here. One is Munkar and other is Nakir. They come in the human forms. But they are very scary, dark colors. Then some of the other hadiths will say that from their nostrils fire is coming out. And very dangerous, very scary looking. And they come and they question. But ulama ikram have written that this Munkar and Nakir are actually for the kafir. But when they come in the grave of a believer, a pious person, then their names are different. The name of one of the angel is Mubashir and the other one's name is Bashir. Mubashir and Bashir. So for Kafir, Munkar and Nakir, and for believer, Mubashir and Bashir, good news giver, because they come and give the good news to the believer. They tell him, we knew this would be your answer, and Nam Kanaumatul Urus, sleep like the sleep of a bride. And they come in that scary form, so the Kafir can get scared and he is unable to answer correctly. And when they come in the grave of a Muslim, they do not make him scared, and a Muslim, a believer, is satisfied and it is easy for him to answer and pass the test. Also, we must know that these angels are made of light. They're nurani, because this is the definition of an angel, huwa jismun nuriyun yatashakkalu bi ashkalin mukhtalifatin la yuzakkaru wa la yuannathu. Angel is a body of light. They have different shapes, they're not feminine, they're not masculine. But here it's mentioned that they have dark color and they have green eyes. How can a light, a nur, have colors and eye colors and this and that? In fact, they came in the form of human being. So that tells you, when a nur, when a light comes in the form of human being, then the human attachments and the human applications are seen and visible from that person. Therefore, if our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his light, his nur, and he came in the form of Bashar, so if he eats, if he drinks, if he got married, and if he have children, and if he was hurt and blood came from his body, it does not mean, it does not negate his nuraniyat or his being light. So we learn from this hadith mubarakah this issue as well. And then, very importantly, they ask him, what you used to say about this personality? Wonderful question. They don't say, what you say now about this personality? Because at that time, everyone knows that, well, you know, the truth is this, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet of Allah, and he is the true prophet of Allah, and everyone should believe in him. So they actually refer to the past continuous tense, what you used to say about this personality. So if you used to say good things about this personality, then person will have this answer, he is Muhammadur Rasulullah, he is the Prophet of Allah, he is the bondsman of Allah, he is my master. And if he used to say bad things about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he will be in trouble. Then he will say, well, I used to say what people used to say about him, and then he'll end up saying, La Adri, La Adri, La Adri, I don't know, I don't know. And then the angels will say, we knew. Now, this is amazing, that they come and question, and when person answers the question, they says, we knew this would be your answer. Subhanallah. The angels can also see the outcome. But these questions were asked necessarily to follow a law. So if a Jahannami is put in the Jahannam and he is not asked questions, he might raise an objection. Well, I am being put in Jahannam unjustfully, because I was not tested. If I was tested, maybe I would have become successful. So in order to prove that point, that nobody has an issue on the day of judgment, nobody can raise that issue that I am being dealt unfairly and unjustfully, therefore, this say we knew, and the questions are asked. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learned so many beautiful things in these few ahadith. Alhamdulillah, in these silsilas, Very often these type of Madani flowers are given. We are thankful to Madani channel, to Dawat-e-Islami, that this opportunity is given to us, that through this channel we are spreading the knowledge of Deen throughout the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give success to Dawat-e-Islami. Allah karam aisa kare, tujh pe jahan mein ae Dawat-e-Islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
You are alive by Allah, by Allah, you are alive. Oh, you.